following is a paid program on 600 WREC.
Good morning, Memphis. Welcome to our internet listeners and podcast listeners across the 50 states. Today is March the 30th, 2024. Call us in the studio while we're live at 901-535-9732. You're on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. I'm your host, Joe Garner. I'm a mortgage loan originator. Connect with me at jogarner.com. Our topic today, getting a mortgage and a home inspection. Don't be fooled by myths and misconceptions. It's our April Fool's Day show, and we want to thank our sponsors of the show today, real estate attorneys Rob Drawn and Shelley Rothman of Griffin Clift, Everton, and Mashmire. For your home purchase or your refinance, contact real estate attorneys Rob Drawn and Shelley Rothman at 901-752-1133. Well, in the studio to talk about getting a mortgage and a home inspection, we have Mike Aukerman of National Property Inspections. And Mike, you've been doing a lot of home inspections and also on mobile homes. You do homes and manufactured homes, mobile homes. And you help a lot of would-be home buyers who are jumping off the fence right now to get into their homes, and we're seeing a lot of that. You have a great reputation for being a knowledgeable home inspector, not an alarmist, but you do a thorough inspection, and you report your findings. Take a minute or so. Tell our listeners, Mike, a little bit about yourself and what services you offer your clients.
Well, thanks, Joe. Thanks for having me. You're right, I do all kinds of different inspections. You know, there's residential inspections, there's commercial inspections, and of course we talked, I'm starting to do a lot more manufactured homes. Manufactured homes get a regular home inspection at the same time. A lot of times they have to get a foundation inspection.
Right.
That's something that the bank is requiring. However, you know, I can remember back in the day when my family, we got our first home, it really felt like a big deal. And I remember how that made me feel. And so I always think about my favorite inspection, our first-time home buyer. I love going out there. I love how excited they are about getting their first home. And it makes me excited about doing that home and teaching them all about their new home and because they just don't have that experience yet.
Mike, how do we contact you?
You can contact me by phone. My mobile phone is 901-674-6868, or email is mike.aukerman@npiinspect.com.
npiinspect.com, and that's Aukerman, A-U-K-E-R-M-A-N, Aukerman. Well, today we're going to be debunking some mortgage myths that either cause people to miss great opportunities or lure them into bad ones. Well, a few years ago, Andy Wise, who at that time he was a well-known and respected investigative reporter on one of our Memphis television stations, he spoke to a networking group, Talk Shop, where I'm there every week, and he shared a story about a local 93-year-old lady who was the victim of a selfie scam. She had Facebook on her iPhone to keep up with her family members, but she had been lured to click on a link promising something positive. Instead, it gave hackers control of her phone's camera and the microphone. The hackers took a picture of her when she was not aware of it from her iPhone, and they set it up to look like that she had been engaged in some criminal acts or on illegal websites and all that stuff. Of course, she was innocent. They demanded money from this lady in return for not maligning her reputation and her picture online. Well, she wasn't going to take this laying down. She went to Andy and the FBI, and she got help. But when it comes to the internet, all that glitters is not gold, and all that is posted on the internet is not true. No, you didn't win the lottery, especially if you didn't buy a ticket. And the person on the phone telling you he's with the IRS and they're coming to arrest you if you don't pay them right now, well, you know, it's a hoax. There are some myths in the social media world that can hurt you if you act on the belief that they're true. And by the way, if you surf the internet a lot, you want to know the truth, a really great site is Snopes.com. They're great myth busters. But here's a common myth that has cost would-be home buyers the chance to have been building equity in their home for a decade or more. I've seen this over and over again. And it's myth number one, you need 20% down. You need 20% down. That is a myth, a myth. In the mortgage business, I still have some callers who tell me that they would love to buy a home, but they have not been able to save the 20% down payment. When I ask them why they absolutely feel they have to pay 20% down, they usually say something like this. Well, I thought 20% down was the minimum down payment. You mean I don't have to put 20% down? It is amazing to me how many people still believe that. No, you don't have to pay 20% down. Many of our clients get in for 3.5 to 0 down. Others choose to put more money down, but there are plenty of down payment assistance programs available, especially for people who fall within the program's guidelines. And before you say, well, I'm sure I don't qualify, that may be another myth. Let's look at your numbers. You may be surprised. There are still 100% loans out there, like the Veteran Administration loan, USDA loans, down payment assistance loans. So let's talk. But you have to talk with me personally. I want to work with you. You can connect with me at jogarner.com. Call me directly or text me 901-482-0354. Make your plan. Let's work your plan if the deal works for you today. Let's do it today. I can find help you find the perfect, the right mortgage product, and I can make the mortgage process easy. But we're also talking about home inspections. So we have Mike Aukerman. He's a home inspector with National Property Inspections. Mike, you have a lot of experience working with these home buyers, home sellers, realtors. Let's we've got about 3 or 4 minutes here. Let's go ahead and jump into some of your myth busters on when it comes to home inspections.
Thanks, Joe. You know, one of the first things that I always hear that I get a kick out of is I'll have a buyer and they'll say, Mike, you know, really, we just want to make sure this house is up to code. And I got a kick out of it. One time I inspected a house. I looked on the listing, said the house was built in 1931. And I got there and found out that was the new wing, right? The house was actually built, the original house, actually built in 1876.
Oh, my goodness.
I can tell you, there was no code in 1876. And people get confused about what code is. When you get a code inspection, it's one time in the life of that house. It's when the house is brand new. Today's code applies to today's houses that are being built today. So different than what a home inspector does. Home inspectors, we will inspect a house based on the standards at the time the house was constructed. And of course, the codes were different back then. And so, no, your house is not going to be up to code. But if you have a good inspector, what they will tell you is things like if you're inspecting the kitchen and you'll say it didn't have ground fault circuit interrupters, if anybody knows what that is. So, and so we'll let them know that. And I just have a standard comment, and the comment says something like ground fault circuit interrupters were not present. While ground fault protection is not required at the time of construction, we recommend you add ground fault circuit interrupters for safety.
Absolutely.
Right. So we do that a lot. There's just you're gonna find a lot of things with that wiring, things that weren't code back then are now. We'll just advise you that's what's going on. So, you know, you get a chance to figure out how important that is to you, and we'll have a good discussion about that.
Speaking of wiring, do you also, you can tell them if they have, if the house has aluminum wiring or copper wiring?
For sure, you know, and a good inspector knows about, you know, you walk into a house, you look at, you find out first when it was built. We kind of know 65 to 75, we are really looking hard to see if there's aluminum wiring. And again, the smart thing to do is always is to, I'll say it has it. You need to get an electrician in, make sure it's safe, you know. And if you need to change it, get a good quote. Get a good quote.
Absolutely, absolutely. You've got some good MythBusters we're going to be talking about here coming up today. We're talking about getting a mortgage and a home inspection. Don't be fooled by myths and misconceptions. I have plenty. to share later on. And if we have a caller, we can call in. If you have one you want to talk about, it's 901-535-9732. It's March 30th. We're on live today. And coming up, we're going to have Pat Goldstein. She's a realtor with Cry Like. She's going to come in and give us some tips, and I'm sure she'll have some good wisdom too. And she'll be coming on. And Mike, you're going to be sharing more. I'm going to be sharing more. And we love hanging out with you. We'll see you guys back in just a moment.
600 WREC and 92.1 FM.
Real Estate Mortgage Shop provides general information, not an offer to lend. Joe Garner, Talk Shop. Real Estate Mortgage Shop does not endorse 100% of the information covered on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. Consult with your certified advisors before acting on any information given on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. Joe Garner is a licensed mortgage loan officer, NMLS 757308, Equal Housing Opportunity.
Hi, I'm Tony Youngs from Real Estate Investment Training from Atlanta, Georgia. You're listening to Real Estate Mortgage Shop. Now, back to your host, Joe Garner.
All right, The Fool on the Hill. Boy, that's an old one. That's an old one. Today, we're talking about getting a mortgage and a home inspection. Don't be fooled by myths and misconceptions. I'm Joe Garner, host of Real Estate Mortgage Shop. I'm a mortgage loan officer. I would love to be on your mortgage journey for your home purchase or your refinance. Connect with me at jogarner.com. In the house, we have Mike Aukerman. He's a home inspector with National Property Inspections. Mike, how do we contact you?
Joe, you can contact me by phone, 901-674-6868, or email mike.aukerman@npiinspect.com.
Before you buy, call Mike Aukerman at NPI. How about that for a little sound bite? All right. Well, we're going to do something we like to do every now and then. It is the Talk Shop business tip for real estate pros. And Talk Shop is one of our main sponsors for Real Estate Mortgage Shop. And Talk Shop equips, engages, and empowers our local business community. They do a lot of free stuff for them. And you can meet with Talk Shop every Wednesday, 9 o'clock. But Talk Shop can do all of that only because of the generosity of our Talk Shop sponsors. And one of our Talk Shop sponsors is Pat Goldstein. She's a realtor with Cry Like. She works in North Mississippi and West Tennessee. And she's known as the gold standard in real estate because of the way she works with her home sellers, home buyers. And Pat Goldstein, I believe you have our real estate tip of the week.
I do. And this week, I'm going to talk about home inspections. Imagine that.
Good.
It is extremely important to get a home inspection because you can walk in and you can see the house. You like the house. You obviously do because you've got a contract on the house. But you don't know what's behind the walls, what's under the cabinets. You need to have a good, educated, and licensed home inspector who can check it out for you and make sure that everything's working properly. Their job is not to tell you this is a good house or a bad house, but what the house has that needs to be checked out further, perhaps, or things that you can either ask the seller to take care of or things that you know that you need to take care of after you buy the house.
Good point.
And one of the things people get confused about is appraisals versus home inspections.
Right.
An appraisal and an inspection are two different things. An inspection tells you what the condition of the house is.
Mm-hmm.
An inspection, I mean, did I say appraisal? That was an inspection.
Yeah, that was an inspection, yes.
The appraisal tells you the value of the home. Now, different appraisals, like if it's an FHA or a VA appraisal, they may do some mini inspections. They'll check out and make sure the appliances are running, not what their condition is, but just if they're running.
Mm-hmm.
They'll know the heating and air are heating or cooling, but they can't tell you the condition of them because they don't do a full inspection.
Right.
Their job is to tell you what the value of the home is.
Mm-hmm. They do I think they say a head and shoulders, or they look at it and see if there's something obviously wrong. They'll mention it on the appraisal, but they're not going to go and do all the detail like Mike Aukerman would
do. And for that, you need a home inspection. The lender does not order your home inspection. It's not a requirement for the home.
Mm-hmm.
But you need one to make sure you're spending your money wisely.
Pat Goldstein, Cry Like Realtors. How do we contact you?
901-606-2000 is the best way to get me.
That's 901-606-2000. Well, let's go back over to Mike Aukerman. Man, before we left, Mike, you were already covering some myths, busting up some myths and misconceptions and giving us an education on home inspection. Let's keep going with that.
Thanks, Joe. The next myth or misconception that I see a lot is that these discrepancies that I find during a home inspection are required to be fixed. And not so much, right? Really nothing in the home is required to be fixed from the inspection that I do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what it really is, it's a negotiation between the buyer and the seller.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, that's why you need to get a good realtor. A good realtor like Pat Goldstein is going to negotiate on your behalf, mm-hmm. and make sure that you can get the best deal possible.
Mm-hmm.
And she got a lot of experience doing that. But she was right. You know, there's two instances that I see that it's confusing, because it does get confusing with the appraiser. So it's not what I did, but the appraiser may come in and said, you know what, we're going to let the bank lend you the money, mm-hmm. except these things need to be fixed before we lend you the money. So
yes,
that's a little bit different than what I do.
Right. The appraiser is going to, if they mention anything on that appraisal that has to do with the safety, let's just say the structure, security, and sanitation of the home, the three S's. If it's rotted wood, if it's, you know, electrical that doesn't work properly, plumbing that's leaking, a roof that's leaking, there's drainage problems, there's mold, you know, if they see any of that, if they mention it on the appraisal, underwriters for mortgage companies are probably going to require, I would say they would require those to be done before closing. Now, just dingy paint or, you know, it's dirty or something, they're not going to require that.
Yeah, the other time that I see that it gets a little bit confusing is I do a lot of manufactured homes nowadays. I do mm-hmm. the home inspection, but also the bank will often ask me to do either a HUD certification foundation or something like that, that term that they use like that. But it's there to make sure that the house is tied down properly.
Correct.
Apparently, they don't like the houses just blowing away after they've lent money.
You know, who knew?
You know, to buy that house. And so,
welcome to us.
Again, it's not me doing a regular home inspection. It's me doing a HUD certification inspection,
right,
required from the bank or the lender. And sometimes those things can get to the point where they say they're going to need to be fixed.
Right, right. Very good point. Well, man, you are busting up some myths, and we've got even more time. We can jump into some more stuff. What about the advantage about ordering a home inspection from home buyers versus home sellers?
Yeah, you know, sometimes we're going to see 90-some% of the time it's going to be the mm-hmm. buyer that asks or orders a home inspection.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times people don't realize it is advantageous for some people, if you're the seller, to get an inspection or a pre-inspection prior to putting it on the market.
Right.
And these are people that I see that are transferring.
Right. Right?
They really want this to go smooth, and they don't have a lot of time. Right. Mm-hmm. So if we can put this process up front, it's going to cut down on some time. So you don't have to worry about it later, and then trying to get things fixed, you know, before mm-hmm. it closes.
Mm-hmm.
And so we see people like that are transferring jobs. I used to joke, because being in the Navy for 26 years and being on submarines, once I leave, you're going to have a hard time getting a hold of me.
Yeah, if you're in a submarine, I can see that.
Yeah, so it just makes that process. And we have a process at National Property Inspections where we can do that pre-inspection. I'll even put a sign in the yard. Sign the yard is going to say it's been pre-inspected mm-hmm. by National mm-hmm. Property Inspections.
Mm-hmm.
If they leave their name, email, and phone number, they can download that inspection directly from the QR code
wow.
on the sign. And so
wow.
now they got a good idea what the house, the condition of the house. And like I say, I always negotiate with the seller. We can do that inspection. They can look at those things that they want to get fixed, just knock out. I can annotate that in report before we put that report online.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And one of the neatest things that can come out of that too is sometimes somebody will call up because they knew they were going to get a call with their name, phone number, and email. But it might not be the right house for it, but it's nice for the realtor because now they have a lead of someone that's looking for a house.
Oh, yes.
And so it's not just to help get the process go fast, but it's a lead generation tool for the realtor.
Well, here's another myth. I think you have written me a note here. All home inspections are the same. That's not true, is it?
No, you know, you get different inspectors. They might look at different things. You know, inspectors have to be licensed in 30 states out of the amount of states we have. And fortunately, here in Tennessee is one of them. You know, and so, but we all have a standard. That standard, it's a standard that's set forth by the Tennessee Real Estate Commission, mm-hmm. and this is our standard operating procedure, things that we go through and we inspect. And but they're, not everybody's the same. Sometimes people, inspectors, are shooting for volume, see how many inspections they can get done in a day. Other of us, I like to sit around and talk to the buyers if they're yeah. there. And the other thing is, if you do that, you can kind of set them at ease and get it so you're not an alarmist.
Right.
You're just going to give them the facts. And if it's not important, we're going to tell it's not that important.
Well, you're on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. I'm Joe Garner, your host. I'm a mortgage loan originator. I hope that you'll connect with me. I'd love to be on your mortgage journey for a home purchase or refinance. Connect with me at jogarner.com. Mike Aukerman is in the house with National Property Inspections. Mike, how do we contact you?
You can contact me by phone, 901-674-6868, or by email, mike.aukerman@npiinspect.com.
And Pat Goldstein, Realtor with CryLike, how do we contact you?
You can reach me at 901-606-2000.
All right. Y'all hang out. We've got a whole lot more coming to you right after this break.
iHeartRadio is the easy-to-use app for music and radio. Download the free iHeartRadio app today.
Hi, I'm Teresa Todd from Dallas, Texas, real estate investment coach and author of the book, Without Fear of Her Future, A Woman's Guide to Real Estate Investing. You're listening to Real Estate Mortgage Shop. Now, back to your host, Joe Garner.
All right, that's some Tina Turner, I'll tell you. We're talking about getting a mortgage and a home inspection. Don't be fooled by myths and misconceptions on Real Estate Mortgage Shop today. I'm your host, Joe Garner. I'm a mortgage loan officer. Would love to be on your journey wherever you are in the United States. We're broadcasting out of Memphis, and you can connect with me at 901-482-0354, 901-482-0354, or jogarner.com. In the studio, we have Mike Aukerman of National Property Inspections. Mike, how do we contact you? Just give us one way this time.
Best way is just call me, 901-674-6868.
Easy to remember. Also in the studio, Pat Goldstein of CryLike. How do we contact you, Pat?
901-606-2000.
All right. So getting a mortgage and a home inspection, don't be fooled by the myths and misconceptions. The biggest myth, I think, is the one where people think they have to put 20% down to buy a house. That is not true. You can get in for very, very little. A lot of people, I get in for zero down with down payment assistance. And here's another myth for real estate investors. Several years ago, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac said, hey, we're going to limit how many finance properties you can own before we'll do an investor loan where you're not occupying, you're just buying it to rent out to somebody else. But some people think, well, they can only own 10 homes. Well, that's not true. They count 10 financed homes. And even if you have a finance property that has over four units, maybe a 5, 6, or 30 unit place, or maybe it's a commercial property where a business is there, those don't count in the financed property. So if you're sitting on the fence going, dang, I wish I could get this 30-year fixed rate mortgage, but I can't because I own too many properties, it could be that you're missing an opportunity. Call me. We can go over that, explore your options. Myth number three. if you've had a short sale or a foreclosure, you cannot get a mortgage. That is a myth. Usually, if you've got 3 years under your belt from the time that that house was taken back and resold, you're probably ready to go again if you've rebuilt your credit. Myth number four, your interest rate reflects the true cost of your mortgage. That is not true. You have to look at both the closing cost, all of the items in there. And I tell people, I said, look, shop around. But when you get your estimate from the other lender, send it to me. Because some people will say, oh, we can get you this low rate, no points, no points. That's what they'll advertise. But when you get the actual detail of all the cost, they've got this whopping big processing fee or some other fee that I don't have. And if I were gonna charge that, I could get you the low rate with no points too, but you're still paying. So it's good to explore and know that you're getting the best deal. So do that. Please send me that and we'll look at it in detail. All right. Myth number six. As long as my credit scores are good, it doesn't matter how low my spouse's credit scores are, even though we're both on the loan. The way mortgage companies look at it is they're going to take the lowest mid-score between any of the borrowers on the loan. So if your spouse has a 640 score and you've got a 780, you know, the higher your score is, the lower your cost is on borrowing. But they're going to go off your spouse's lower mid-score, the 640, and price it that way. So if you can qualify on your own without your spouse on the loan, they could still be on the title, but they're just not on the loan, then, we could use your higher score and you'd get a lot better price on the mortgage. Good point to remember. Let's see. Myth number seven. Now, I have this happen almost every day. They say, well, the credit score I pulled from the consumer site, like Credit Karma or something, it's got to be the same as what the mortgage company gets, right? It said it's a FICO score. Wrong. Mortgage algorithms are done completely differently than credit card companies. And your Credit Karmas and places that you go online, they're on a VantageScore system or a different system. The mortgage score is going to come in lower. Now, depending on what you've got on your credit report, it may come in 10 points lower, 5 points lower, 15 points lower. It could be, it just depends, but be prepared for that. So if your mortgage officer said you got to have a minimum 620 score or a minimum 640 score, and your Credit Karma is showing 620, you're probably going to need to put a few more points on the board before you're going to get that score for mortgage. And I think you've seen that too, haven't you, Pat?
Yes, I have. I've had people say, well, Equifax says, mm-hmm. Well, that's one of three. You do, I think it's called a tri-merge.
We do tri-merge, and we use the FICO 8 or classic type scoring mm-hmm. system. It's an algorithm that is really different from like the Credit Karmas. And it's not just our company. It's all the mortgage companies that sell to like Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, USDA, VA, and all of that.
And people don't understand why all three aren't exactly the same. Can you tell them why they're not the same?
Well, that's a good question. It's because each of the credit bureaus have their own brand of algorithm. And somebody said, well, how does that work? Well, the best place to find out how your credit score is calculated is a site that the lady, a gal from Equifax, I was good friends with her for years. She said, go to myfico.com. That's my F as in Frank, I as in Indigo, C as in Cat, O as in Oscar, myfico.com. And it'll show you exactly how different aspects of your credit are going to affect your score.
Yeah, I've had people who they had one thing on one report and something else on another report mm-hmm. that didn't cross over.
Oh, yeah. I've had them where there's like 50 points difference because the creditor, where they had that recent collection account, they only reported to TransUnion or one of them and didn't report to the other two. Luckily, we take the mid-score. But if that recent collection was reported on two credit bureaus, it will affect your mid-score. So there are ways to get things corrected and fixed and errors corrected. So I'm happy to help with that.
That does take time. So people need to make sure they give it time.
That's right. It does. Sometimes it can be fixed within less than 30 days. Sometimes it's a few months, depending on what it is. But the truth of the matter is, if you take the next right step, you will get to where you want to go with that. It anything is repairable.
And you're good at that.
I love doing that. I love seeing people buy a house that didn't think they could. Mortgage myth number 9. If I get a gift from someone for my down payment and my closing cost, I don't have to show where it came from. That's a myth. You are. The government is going to find out where any large deposits come from, including gifts. So warn your parent, warn your mom that when she gifts you the, you know, $5,000 for your cost, that she's going to have to, y'all are going to have to fill out a gift letter, sign it with the exact amount, and you're going to have to show a bank statement from the mom showing where that money was already in the bank account and where she sent it out to you.
It can't be cookie jar money or mattress money.
Right. It can't just suddenly show up in her account as a large deposit and now she's going to give it out, because they're going to like, where did this $5,000 come from? So that is that's a myth that you don't have to verify gift funds. You do. And we've got easy ways to do that and some shortcuts of how you can do that. Myth number 10, a military-eligible veteran can only use his VA entitlement one time. No, you can use it multiple times. You can have more than one VA loan at a time. But if you've got one that's outstanding, that's going to lessen the eligibility you have left over to buy another house. But I've had veterans that were able to buy a house and they already had a VA loan that they had, moved out of that state. So don't let that hold you back. Real quick, I've got a story I want to tell because I don't know how many of our listeners out there may be affected by this. I call this story, "If I Only Knew Earlier, I Could Have Been a Homeowner Sooner," Jane Jensenson's story, and that's not her real name. But a few years ago, Jane, not her real name, called and said that she had always wanted to own a home, but this thing and that thing always happened, keeping her without a lot of money to put down. Now, she thought she had to put 20% down. She's one of those. Well, as I talked, I discovered that her husband had retired from the military with over 20 years service, but he had gotten injured during active duty, and eventually complications from that injury cost him his life. And his widow did not think that she could buy a home because, hey, he's passed away. I can't use his 100% VA loan anymore. Well, that day she was talking to me. I said, you know, you've got survivorship benefits, Jane. You could still use your husband's VA 100% eligibility. And armed with the truth about the VA survivor benefits, Jane was able to buy her home with zero down payment, get the dream to come true for her, owning her own home. Her only lament was that she had lost over 10 years of wealth building as a homeowner because she was under the misconception that she could not get a VA 100% mortgage because, you know, her husband had passed away. So if there's anybody out there that's listening today and you're that person or you know that person, please contact me at jogarner.com. I can help you. I can help them get into their home using the VA mortgage.
What if you're divorced from that veteran?
Then you're not eligible for that. But if he or she, your spouse, is deceased and it's and they can show that it was related to an injury from duty, then that spouse has the survivor's benefits. You know, within, we have to look at the DD-214 and all of that, but good point, and we're going to talk a little bit more about breaking up some myths and making it possible for you or someone you know to buy a home or refinance a home when we come back. You're on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. I'm Joe Garner, mortgage loan originator. Connect with me, please, at jogarner.com. We have Mike Aukerman of National Property Inspections in the house, and what is one good way to contact you, Mike?
Best way to contact me, Joe, is my phone, 901-674-6868.
Pat Goldstein, how do we best contact you as a realtor?
My cell phone, which is always on me, 901-606-2000.
All right. We'll see you guys back in just a moment.
600 WREC and 92.1 FM.
Hi, I'm Dan Sader, owner of CreditScoringAdvisor.com. and author of the Top 20 Toxic Credit Mistakes. I listen to Real Estate Mortgage Shop in Long Island, New York. Now, back to your host, Joe Gardner.
You're back on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. I'm Joe Gardner, your host. I'm a mortgage loan originator. I would love to be on your journey. Connect with me at jogarner.com. That was Don't Be Fooled Again by The Who. And we're talking about getting a mortgage and a home inspection. Don't be fooled by myths and misconceptions in the house. We have Mike Aukerman of National Property Inspection, Inspections. And how do we contact you, Mike?
901-674-6868.
And Pat Goldstein, a realtor with Cry Like. How do we contact you, Pat?
901-606-2000.
Okay, we're going to do something we like to do every week. Real Estate Tip of the Week. And Mike Aukerman, well, I'll tell you what, Pat, are you ready to do your tip?
Always.
Oh, she's always ready. Let's let Pat do her tip. Pat Goldstein.
One thing is, when you look online, there are a lot of people online, and they may or may not be good. They may or may not be licensed. But especially with home inspectors, you can go and you see their names and numbers and call me. I'm a great home inspector. Get a recommendation from a realtor or a lender, because there are some wonderful home inspectors out there like Mike Aukerman.
Right.
There are also some that you might not want
right.
inspecting your home.
Yeah, that's a very good tip, Pat Goldstein. And how do we contact you again?
901-606-2000.
Mike Aukerman, National Property Inspections. What is a good tip from your desk?
I think the biggest tip I can give, and the most important thing for a home buyer, is once you get a list of items that may need repaired, you really need to get a general contractor in there and take a good look at it. You know, home inspectors, we're good at what we do, but we can't predict the future. And so if best I can say is your furnace is 20 years old and it's at the end of its life, and you may need to start budgeting for, you know, a new furnace at some point. But an actual HVAC contractor can give you a better idea mm-hmm. how much that's going to cost and when maybe that's going to happen.
How do we contact you, Mike Aukerman?
901-674-6868.
Okay, from the mortgage desk, I have a tip. So I would say share your dream of home ownership with your lender. I would love to be your lender, but whoever you use, take a test drive on available financing opportunities. Here's an example why you don't want to wait to buy real estate. Buy real estate and wait. If you were a home buyer in 1972, the mortgage rates had gone to 7.5% and people were kind of freaking out and they were sitting on the fence. Well, we're just going to wait for mortgage rates to go down before we buy a house. It was 20 years before rates went down from 1972. They did not go down below 7.5 until 1992. Now, if that person had gone ahead and bought the house in 1972, they could have bought the house for around $30,000. But they rented for 20 years, waiting for mortgage rates to come down. In 1992, mortgage rates finally came back down, and they climbed down off the fence. But now that same house, they had to pay $250,000 for instead of $30,000. Does it really pay to wait? I would say buy real estate. Don't wait to buy real estate. Buy real estate and wait. I'm in the mortgage business. I can help you with a home purchase loan. I can make that process easy. 901-482-0354, jogarner.com. But we want to say thank you to our sponsors. And Talk Shop is a networking group, a marketing group that equips with education, engages by offering connection opportunities between business people, and empowers businesses in a supportive community. Talk Shop meets in person every Wednesday, 9 o'clock a.m. Central at Concord Career College, 5100 Poplar Avenue, first floor. That's the Clark Tower for those of you in Memphis. You can also join online and just go to Talk Shop. That's talkshoppe.com. Click on events and you'll see the link to get into the online simultaneous meeting. And so we invite you to come this Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024, 9 a.m. We have Stephen Klein of Redeemers Group. He's going to be talking about redefining the foundation repair experience. That's going to be a good one. Talk Shop events are free thanks to sponsors like Kim Haliak of the CooperYoungGardenWalk.org. And if you're in the Memphis area, get with Kim Haliak to get your garden on the 2024 tour. Kim contributes to tourism in Memphis, the Memphis area, on her garden tours. Garden Walk, that's CooperYoungGardenWalk.org. Thank you to Talk Shop sponsor Brett Carter, ServiceMaster by Cornerstone, for your contributions to our business community through Talk Shop. When you experience a fire, flood, or biohazard in your home or maybe even your office, don't go it alone. Call Brett Carter of ServiceMaster by Cornerstone, 901-832-6005. Subscribe. You'll get our weekly real estate mortgage shop in your email box. You'll get the blog posts, the show notes, pictures, the whole deal. Just subscribe at jogarner.com. Real Estate Mortgage Shop reminds you to make your plan. Let's work your plan. If the deal works for you today, let's do it today, and I can make the mortgage process easy. Got a quick quote from the quote corner. This one's from Anonymous. Money can't buy happiness, but neither can poverty. And here's another one. I know the voices aren't real, but they sure have some great ideas.
I love those voices. I hear some great things from them.
Uh-oh. We'll have this conversation off the air there, Pat Goldstein.
However, I do vet the things that I hear, make sure they're...
Of course, of
they're
course.
They're real.
That's a
and valid.
Yes, absolutely. And Mike, we've got about 30 seconds here. Anything you wanted to add?
You know, the only thing I want to say is new homes and especially rehabbed homes. Don't believe anybody that says we did everything, we fixed everything. They don't always get it quite right.
All right.
And sometimes they do it themselves.
That's
there
right.
you go. That's
a, yeah. 901-674-6868.
Pat Goldstein, how do we
901-606-2000.
And Joe Garner in the mortgage desk, jogarner.com. We've loved hanging out with you on Real Estate Mortgage Shop today. Hope that you'll catch our podcast, our blog post Monday at jogarner.com. We'll see you guys back next Saturday.